Over the past 10 years, more than 100 rural hospitals have closed across the country, and healthcare officials in Vermont are trying to prevent it from happening here. The legislature this year set up a task force to look at the challenges facing hospitals, and a crushing shortage of doctors and nurses is emerging as one of the biggest issues. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has this look at what hospitals are doing to hire and retain workers.
Well, I want to do a thorough assessment for edema. Mm-hmm. We're going to do a thorough respiratory assessment. I'll check his lungs.
Nikki Boggs is a new nurse here at Brattleboro Memorial Hospital, and she's up on the second floor talking with a more experienced nurse about one of her patients.
And then, of course, a cardiac assessment, capillary refill, heart sounds.
Boggs is in a new residency program that offers support to nurses as they navigate their first 6 months. Boggs says it's making the transition from student to nurse a little easier.
Being put on the floor with five patients and they're your patients and you're responsible for them, you're scared. So this residency sort of allows for you to still have that like wiggle room where you have somebody that you can go to and you don't have it all loaded on you at once.
Over the last 10 years, the number of registered nurses in Vermont dropped by about 25%. And as the state grows older, more nurses will be retiring in the coming years. A recent study found that there will be almost 4,000 nursing vacancies between now and next spring. Jody Stack is the chief nursing officer in Brattleboro. She says the residency program is a way of taking the long view.
So it takes the pressure off, because when you're short-staffed in nursing, you take your experienced nurses who are already struggling to keep up, you give them the newer nurses. There's a sense of urgency to get these nurses ready, and we're not going to get out of it by taking them from school, throwing them in, and having them not feel supported and burn out in a year because they need that support.
When hospitals don't have enough staff, they hire traveling nurses to fill the gaps. The nurses come from out of state, through agencies, and it costs the hospitals a lot more money. A recent study of a group of Vermont hospitals found that they spent about $47 million on traveling staff over the last 4 years. That was a more than 100% increase.
Workforce shortages are the biggest budget buster for most hospitals right now.
Steve Gordon is the CEO at Brattleboro Memorial Hospital. And along with the nurse residency program, Gordon says the hospital is expanding its partnerships with Vermont Technical College and Community College of Vermont by investing in scholarships for nursing students. Gordon says even though the hospital is struggling to turn a profit, it still needs to make those investments.
We're willing to make those investments because we have got to develop a much closer relationship with the schools of higher education to meet this demand in healthcare, because it is only growing.
Brattleboro Memorial worked with CCV to develop an accelerated program that helps people get a degree in 15 weeks. The degree used to take 2 years. It gives people like Sandy Sherman an easier path into healthcare. Sherman is 54. This is a second or third career, and she applied for a scholarship through the hospital, which paid for her schooling.
I was at a point in my life where I wouldn't have been able to do it on my own. I'm a single mom, so I'm, you know, taking care of a house and, you know, property and truck and the whole nine yards. So financially, this was to my best interest, and I knew that I was also in a place where I was going to apply 100%.
Relationships like this between hospitals and colleges are happening across the state. CCV, Vermont Tech, and Northwestern Medical Center just broke ground on an $8 million building in downtown St. Albans with a focus on the nursing program. And in Bennington, Castleton University and Southwestern Vermont Healthcare kicked off a partnership this year that practically guarantees employment at the hospital upon completion of the Castleton nursing program. At a recent jobs fair, Maurice Wimet from Castleton University was talking with high school students about the healthcare jobs. Wimet said colleges face the same demographic challenges that plague the healthcare system, And so these partnerships, he says, make a lot of sense.
We have a crisis in Vermont. There's not enough young people. There's not enough qualified workers. So how do we all pull together, and not just in the healthcare industry, but across the board? How do we work together to solve that problem? And if we do, we have to, you know, work cooperatively, and hopefully we can make a difference.
The legislature set up a task force to come up with recommendations to further support struggling hospitals. Laura Pelosi is a member of the task force, and she said other states are offering more generous tax incentives and loan repayment plans. Pelosi wants the state to make the financial investments and then do a good job of marketing the incentives outside of Vermont, because there are simply not enough people within our borders to address the crisis.
If we're competing against other states, we have to make ourselves attractive to folks from other places. And so I think to do that, we've got to do something that at least, you know, brings us up to a level playing field with our competitor New England states, and if possible, do something a little bit bolder, maybe, that really differentiates Vermont.
The Rural Health Services Task Force will present its final report to lawmakers before January 15th. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Brattleboro.